This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Amy Olmsted, AMYOLMSTED, date of birth 08/14/1969, date of appointment 02/25/2026, requesting physician V. Rao Valetti, V. RAOVOLETIMD. Dear Dr. Valetti, I have the pleasure of seeing Amy Olmsted today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 56-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was in a motorcycle accident on 4/27/1991. She had an injury to the right brachial plexus. Now she has a limited movement of the right upper extremity. She has a multiple surgeries on that arm. She has a history of migraine since the accident, but since the last year it is getting worse, about 2 times per week. It is on the right side, left side on the back of the head. It is sharp, throbbing, pulsating, with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness, no visual phenomena. CT of the head done 10 years ago. Topiramate 100 mg 1 PO daily she is taking. Sumatriptan also 100 mg PO/PRN she is using. She is using oxycodone for pain for as needed basis. She used to use Furoset. She is also taking venlafaxine 150 mg daily. She is using ibuprofen 800 mg PRN also. Past medical history, motorcycle accident, brachial plexus injury. Hypertension, depression, anxiety, asthma, GERD, COPD, atherosclerotic heart disease, hyperglycemia, history of COVID-19, past surgical history, right arm surgery, allergy to sulfa, medications, gemfibrozil, fluconazole, topiramate 100 mg daily, tramsinolin, amlodipine, losartan, venlafaxine, extended release 150 mg, ibuprofen 800 mg, flonase, loratadine, ventolin, proair, Mirtazapine 30 mg, omeprazole, sumatriptan 100 mg, social steed, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol, does not use any drugs, she is disabled, she is single, lives with the boyfriend, have no children, family steed, mother deceased, she was a smoker, died of cancer of the lung, father alive and healthy. have only half hypertension, two sister, one with migraine. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, depression, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure. (laughs) 150/190 heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1 S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, left side is no dysmetria, no pronator drift on the left side, no rigidity and tremor on the left side, right side is flaccid. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, except right upper extremity, hand grip 3/5, wrist flexor and extensor 2/5, brachioradialis 3/5, deltoid 3/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 56-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, history of motorcycle accident leading to the right-sided upper extremity monoparesis. Number 3, depression. Number 4, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order CT of the head without contrast. I would like to start Qulipta 30 mg PO daily. I would like to continue the Topiramate 100 mg PO daily, Sumatriptan 100 mg PO PRN for migraine. He is using oxycodone. Venlafaxine and ibuprofen also. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.